Good day, nerds, and welcome to episode 133 of the Nerd Cantina Show. I'm your host, Ken, joined by my co-host, Steve, and we're going to recap a little bit of nerd news. We're going to begin with entertainment and discuss the Gina Carano firing from The Mandalorian, some video game news, and then move over to tech. And in tech, we're going to hit the update to some SolarWinds hacking, a hacking threat to a Florida city's water supply, some space news, and some sex tech. A lot to get to. Let's get started.
Calling back all nerds.
Nerds!
All right, and we're back with episode 133 of the Nerd Cantina Show. There's and nothing's going on in the world. Nothing big.
I'm still stuck in a frozen tundra. Goddamn temperatures have not hit double digits in like 10 days. Like, I swear to God, I just had to drive to Iowa for my daughter's dance competition. That ride there and back felt like a homemade movie, a homemade version of Snowpiercer. I swear to God. Like, I had to stop at a drive-thru to get them McDonald's on the way home because we weren't stopping for dinner. So it's fucking nuggets in the backseat, kids. Deal with it. And just putting my arm out the window to get the food, like, was torture, man. It's goddamn torture. Like, right now, even right now as we speak, Monday morning, recording this, 8 in the morning, it's a degree. Like, you get 1 degree, pal. Like, this shit is insane.
Yeah, I think that's the same weather report you had from last week.
Yeah,
I'll skip my weather report for my locale here.
Fuck your weather.
As it's something like 40 states in the country this week have like significantly sub freezing temperatures, like including Texas. So
yeah, no, we got friends in Atlanta. They're like, it's so cold, it's 34. I'm just like, oh God, it's like, I'd wear shorts in that shit right now. It's fucking, it's goddamn insane. Everyone was worried about like black ice driving home yesterday. I was like, you need water for black ice. I was like, it hasn't gone above 6 in 10 days. There's nothing frozen on the ground. Like, that shit, like, something has to go from snow to water back to ice in order to form black ice. I was like, there's been no form of water on this part of the planet in at least 8 days.
Yeah, well, I guess we could just talk about the indoor activities of nerd culture here, and see if we can, I don't know, get you fired up on this first topic here.
Yeah, we're gonna get heated up a little bit here in the morning.
And we've got a couple topics. You know, the first one, not even on the outline, but it's timed quite a bit of discussion here. The Snyder Cut trailer. You went hard at the DC fans in the Nerd Cantina group.
Well, I woke up and saw that the trailer posted. I was like, cool, let's check this out. And then, like, mistakenly clicked the comments, you know what I mean? Like, and it was just nothing but DC fanboys. Like, finally a DC movie to show all these Marvel dickheads that their childish movies mean nothing in the world of superheroes. And I was like, damn, bro, from a trailer? Like, y'all want to come at me like that hard on a trailer? Like, okay. Like, all right, ding, ding, motherfuckers. Like, here we go. You all suck. This is going to be a 4-hour piece of trash. You know, like, and it's the sad thing is, like, I want it to be good. Do I like these characters? Fuck yeah, I like these characters. Who didn't, you know? I grew up with Keaton Batman, you fucking spoiled bitches. Like, I grew up with fucking Michael Keaton. Michael Keaton's my Batman. You know, so I grew up loving these movies. Christopher Reeves, like, so I want them to be good. I want the next generation to have their good superhero movies and represent their, you know, their comics properly. They just don't. Like, I'm sorry, they just don't. And, like, I have a problem with people not being able to at least honestly admit that, like, I love these characters and it is sad what is going to, you know, what is happening to them. Instead, they try to shine up that turd and put it on a plate for me and tell me, like, no, this is an entree. Like, no, bro. No, it's not even close.
I actually, you know, I'm looking forward to watching the Snyder Cut whenever it comes out. It's, I don't even remember the release date. It's in March, right?
Yeah, one month. It's one month away.
And I'm looking forward to restarting my HBO Max for a little bit, watching
you
it.
You motherfucker.
And it's just, I don't know how, as like a DC fan, like how you celebrate this. Because isn't the fact that there has to be a Snyder Cut like remake of this just a complete example of how just terrible the studios have managed this in the first place? Like the fact that this is happening is nothing but an exhibition of the failures.
That you fucked up a movie so bad, but it took 6 years, 7 years, and $70 million to make an attempt to retcon this and justify it, so you don't have to tear down the entire universe, the shitty universe that you created, so you can keep making, you know, expansions rather than, all right, back to the drawing board. Like, you can't reboot Superman again. We've had like four Superman reboots in the last 15 years. Like, you can't do it again.
You know, the one thing that I think they should be the fact that this is happening, if you're a DC fan, like, you kind of have to feel like you deserve a producer credit on this.
Yeah,
like, all of you incredibly vocal, loud DC fans that have been crying for the Snyder Cut this whole time, like, you probably deserve a little producer cred somewhere in the credits there, because this doesn't happen without it. So, like, I could see DC fans being a little excited this is coming out. But yeah, let's avoid, until you see the movie.
Yeah, just
probably
be happy.
See the next 15 movies that follow it. You probably shouldn't throw
that's
throw
what I said in my post. I was like, just be happy that you got a second chance.
That was following you telling everybody to social distance away in order to avoid
giant nerd boners.
And I thought if I was a DC fan, I'd probably thank you for the credit you gave me with the 6 foot boner.
Well, that was more about the boner spewing Marvel hate jizz on everybody.
I think I'd still be proud of that accomplishment too.
Yeah, the Hulk is, so, chew that. 40 years old, I don't have the distance I used to. But I want it to be good. I hope that it's a good movie. Even though that if it is a good movie, oh, they're gonna hit to Twitter. They're gonna hit Twitter and be like, see. See, it was always supposed to be good. We don't suck. Like, editors suck. Whedon sucks. WB sucks. Like, this DC's great. And I'll try to bite my tongue. I'll let them have their moment. If it's good, I'll let them have their moment for like a week. You after eighth day, I'm coming hard. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll I'm sure see your review and. I mean, I'll definitely watch it. We'll talk about it here in a month. So hopefully it's worth my 4 hours to watch it.
That's a long motherfucking time. Like, I don't even think Ben-Hur is like 4 hours. The Ten Commandments is in 4 hours. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers are taking old chunks of the Bible and putting them into like these epic cinemas that you watch every Easter. And those motherfuckers are like 3:45. You know what I'm saying? Like, Snyder made a Ben-Hur with the Justice League.
Well, and my problem is, I've only seen Justice League once. I've never revisited it. And now I feel like I should watch the original again.
I'm gonna.
To see the difference. So that means it's a seven-hour commitment.
7 hour commitment. Yeah, 7 hours.
I don't know if I have that.
No big deal.
I don't know if I have that to give.
No big deal.
So, yeah, that's the real challenge here.
You know, something else isn't on the outline that kind of goes with it is Joss Whedon is getting tons of fallout right now. Did you read anything about that?
No.
So, Charisma Carpenter from Angel and Buffy, one of the younger girls, I can't remember her name, that was on Buffy, and even Sarah Michelle Gellar are coming out and saying that dude was never supposed to be left alone on the set with the one girl that he made like, they're dragging Whedon. And I've always been a Whedon. I love Angel. It's one of my favorite TV shows of all time. It's sad to hear this, though.
Yeah, I think I did. I only saw it in a headline. I didn't go through it, but I did see that headline that, like, people were saying that he was not, like, allowed to be with the women alone, and that's pretty much where I ended it. And I thought, okay, that's
well. I went down the I went down the rabbit hole too, because I'm a big Charisma Carpenter fan, and she was even saying when she got pregnant on the set of Angel, he was like really an asshole about it. Like, even when as far as asking her, like, so you're gonna keep the baby? Holy shit, bro. Like you pressuring abortion for a TV show? Like, really? That's what we're on? Like, and Sarah Michelle, it was Charisma Carpenter, really came out because she wanted to back up the one story we did about Cyborg, not wanting to revise his role because of how he was treated on set. And yeah, man, like I guess it was bad. I'm gonna have to pull back my Wheaton fandom and just celebrate the properties, not the creator.
yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's gonna be tough for him to get a big job following it, all of this nonsense.
I'm sure he's got enough squirreled away. He'll be all right.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
All right, back to the outline.
Back to the other people losing their jobs. so we've got, you know, the big news and sparked a ton of controversy in across whatever, whether it was, if you're a nerd fan, it sparked controversy there. If you're into politics, it sparked controversy all over there. And that's the Gina Carano firing following her latest tweet, which had an image of a Holocaust victim running from a bunch of children, really violent children, attacking this woman. And like the sentiment behind the message, if you just went enough of that, I mean, all she was saying was, you know, essentially, do not cancel people for political views or whatever else was the sentiment behind it. She invoked an image of the Holocaust. Some people really didn't take well to it. And you know, she gets fired for it. She, Mandalorian, immediately Lucasfilms comes out, responds, says it's abhorrent. And immediately she is done with Mandalorian. And it sparks a whole lot of conversation about cancel culture and everything else surrounding this instance here.
Yeah. I'm interested to see where you land on this. I in no way feels like really sorry for Gina Carano. She had her warnings. She had her chances to backtrack or just keep this shit to herself. Should she have to? I guess not. But I mean, if your job comes to you and tells you, hey, bro, like, that's the thing is we don't grow up in a social media age. I don't really know what it's like to apply for a job and have them scan your Facebook and Twitter for background. Like, I'm not part of that age. I started my own business. I'm in construction. Nobody gives a shit about what I tweet. So like I've never been a part of that life. So I don't really feel sorry for her in the fact that her job gave her warnings and she could have just stopped at any time and kept these views private. She felt that she felt strong enough about her views to where she knows she wanted to use her platform. Just like every other celebrity is entitled to use their platform to voice their opinion and invoke change. I don't see why she shouldn't be able to also as a free American. I just don't like cancel culture in general for the simple fact that we're canceling people with tweets, right? Like I don't like ranch dressing. And if somebody was sponsoring ranch dressing, like I could just start tweeting to fire this person and shit all over ranch dressing, but I have no stake in the game. I don't like it. I don't care about this person. I don't. So my efforts and my everything that I'm putting towards canceling that, I have no stake in the game. I lose nothing. I gain nothing from either outcome. You know, that's my fear with this is that you have a lot of people that one aren't Jewish, two don't watch The Mandalorian, three don't give a fuck about Disney, tweeting for her job. Like they have something to lose here if she stays in The Mandalorian. You know what I mean? Like I just have a big problem with people being able to stroke their virtue boners with hashtags and end people's careers and lives. I don't know. It just doesn't leave a good taste in my mouth.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely not a fan of cancel culture. I don't think, you know, and nobody, even the people who, you know, propagate cancel culture, they would, you know, publicly say like, oh, no, I'm completely against it, except, you know, fire that person.
But fuck that dude.
Yeah, in the end, like where I find cancel culture at its most toxic is like where people are, you know, like the Kevin Hart shit and stuff like that, where people dug a decade back to make sure that he didn't host the Oscars.
Yeah, at least this was current.
Like, that's where I truly like despise the cancel culture stuff. And like, you know, jokes, a lot of jokes don't age over time. Like, you can't go back and go cancel people. You know, you can't go cancel John Wayne. You can't go like, there's completely.
When are they going to cancel Mel Brooks, bro?
Oh, Jesus. That dude is, he is impervious. Until he tried to come up with, you know, if he tried to make something new, he'd be dead. But like, yeah, so like there's that aspect of cancel culture I find terrible. This, like, if she would have gotten canceled on her first time being toting some level of you know, controversy or whatever else, I would definitely probably, you know, I'd be more in her corner on there. The fact that, like, it is no secret that people have been coming for her for a year and a half.
Yep.
That she is, and she is, like, relished in the opportunity to promote people. This one, I don't think she was intentionally like trolling people in this one. I think she was trying to make a point. And like I said, I don't think the point that she was trying to make is bad. It's the imagery and stuff like that she invoked that people really had a problem with. But like, she has been warned over and over again. Disney had her back. Disney could have done the easy thing and fired her a year ago. At this point in time, they probably wish they did.
Yep.
But they had their opportunity to fire her and, you know, fall victim to cancel culture and stuff like that. No, they just gave her warnings. And if anybody thinks that her publicist, her agent, and her, she was not like explicitly warned by Disney, like, hey, keep it between the lines here, right? Like, these are the ones that are off limits. These are the ones that are good. Like, stay in between these rails. And she went off the rails, like 100% off the rails on this one.
Stretch.
It is a big stretch. In no way does she denigrate, you know, Jews or Jewish culture or like support the Holocaust in any way. And in fact, she was talking about it in the negative light and about how people got brainwashed through
before the Nazis came for you. It was your neighbor, and that's all that was her point. Was before the Nazis came for you, it was your neighbor that started it. So like, how about let's be better neighbors before the Nazis come for us? Like, that was basically her point. Yeah. And for everybody to call it anti-Semitic, and that's all you see on the media is, you know, Gina Carano fired for anti-Semitic remarks. And it's like, Ben Shapiro just hired her to make a movie. Like, the most prevalent Jew in America just hired her to make a movie. Like if it was truly anti-Semitic, I don't know if he cares that much about free speech to do that, you know? And that's kind of my problem, is that they were willing to go to any means to take this woman's job, fabricate, you know, a context that wasn't there. And like I said, I guarantee you, I promise you, less than probably 30% of the people that are tweeting this hashtag actually watch the show, actually have a Disney Plus subscription. Most of the people that were behind her firing have no stake in this fucking game. I would put money on it.
Yeah, I don't defend her, and like I do wish this stuff didn't exist. But in this instance, like I said, I'd be way more critical if Disney did it a year ago, just based off of her like regular conservative tweets and stuff like that. But knowing that what she was warned against, like if she still made these tweets because she just said, "Hey, I'm going to be me, let the chips fall where they are," like, I respect you for it. But I also don't think that protects your job. Like, your company does not have to respect you for it.
Exactly.
Your employer does not have to respect you for it. If you run a business, your clients, your customers don't have to respect you for your personal points of view. So if you put that out in the world, like, just be ready for shit like this. Yeah. Like, this is what happens. Sorry.
What I don't like also is that how easy it is to just tweet a hashtag and start a trend. You know, I'm all for boycotts. I haven't pulled into BP gas station since the BP oil spill. Like, legit. I don't shop at Walmart because I think Walmart is a horrible company. Like, I have my own personal boycotts based on my own personal views. But that takes a decent amount of effort for me. Like, when I'm on E and I'm passing nothing but green BP gas stations looking for a Shell or a Mobile, like, there have been a few times where, like, I might not make it to the next one. I should probably go to this BP. And I say, nope, I'd rather fucking push it. Okay, like, that takes a decent amount of effort rather than just typing out a hashtag or hitting a retweet button to end somebody's career. Like, I feel that you need to have a little bit more in the game to prove that you truly care about this subject rather than just being able to do these things at a whim. Cause right now I mean, like I said, anybody could tweet, should try to ruin anybody for anything, and it takes no effort for people to do it. You know, if Disney was getting canceled subscriptions, man, yeah, fuck yeah. Like, totally affects your bottom line. Have no, the fact that a mob of people can make a corporation fire someone out of the fear of losing profits, not actually losing profits, but the fear of losing profits, I think is fucked yeah. up.
I mean, it's also just at that point in time, trimming the fat in a sense, like sometimes like it's just not worth the headache. Like why even allow it to persist? If she's demonstrated, like I said, they had her back and she demonstrated that she didn't give a shit and she was going to continue just doing what she wanted to. At that point in time, you just got to realize like, is it worth it to continue to, on a monthly basis, have to put out a press release or put out a statement backing her, putting out a press release that she's keeping her job?
I'm gonna open a can of worms right now. Nobody gives a shit about that point when they're talking about Kaepernick. Nobody gives a shit about the point that he doesn't get a job because one, he's a mediocre quarterback, and two, he comes with a shit ton of baggage.
We're leaving the nerd world here. But
well, that was also my point in dedication to the property. You know, sports teams hire Trump supporters and people that say all kinds of shit all the time. I don't see a drove of motherfuckers burning jerseys or stopping rooting for the Braves, or, you know, like when Jared Rocker was on the Braves, that was a big one. I remember Arrieta on the Cubs said some stuff that people were like, oh, that's not that good. We should probably cancel Arrieta. Yeah, but kind of love my Cubbies, so we're going to let this one slide. And that's my point, is when you have a bigger stake in the game, these things kind of, you don't subscribe to them, but you don't instantly jump to the cancel train. But when you have no stake in the game, what do you give a fuck? Fuck that person, fuck them, they should die, like whatever. And that's, to me, the dangerous part of it, is that right now cancel culture is focusing on social justice. What is it going to be tomorrow? Like, what is it going to be a year from now, when you can have 100,000 people that have no stake in your livelihood just ruin everything you've ever worked for?
Yeah, which is why, you know, it comes on the companies to actually do some like actual analysis to the bottom line, to understand like where are these just kind of like,
and I'll give Disney the credit, they probably did that, you know what I mean? They gave her enough chances to where they probably did that, and you know, so like that's why I don't feel bad about this at all.
That's what I'm saying. I think they honestly made the decisions to, they let her keep her job, they backed her several different times on worse tweets than this, and then in the end they probably gave her plenty of warnings, and then they just came to realize and said, she's never going to stop, so are we willing to do this for the next 5 years? Are we willing to defend her as we're continuing to build this out? The answer at some point just comes down to like, nah, ain't worth it. Like, Cara Dune isn't that important to what we're doing over here.
Yeah, and she was going to get her own show. Like, you fucked up. Like, you really fucked up. Like,
like you said, she's going to go, the Daily Wire is going to, I don't know, make a movie. I don't know what they're doing over there, but they're making movies. They're making conservative movies. I hope they're good movies. Like, I really just...
I had a friend that we both know that texted me like, I think I'm signing up for the Daily Wire. I want to check some of these movies out. And I was like, I just hope they just make regular movies. I just hope every movie isn't framed around abortion, gun control, religious rights.
As long as every movie is not like just, you know, somebody defending their home with their Second Amendment protected gun.
He said to me, he's like, they already made a movie. I was like, yeah, what's it about? He's like, school shootings. I was like, oh, Jesus. Jesus.
I there is a place for conservatives. I don't want to see, you know, the way current media is, the way the movie industry is, that it's all very one-sided. I don't need that in my life. Looking forward to conservatives still having jobs and a place to make movies and be creative and everything else. I just hope that it's not like a propaganda arm of Hollywood, because that's not Hollywood then, right? You're just the anti-Hollywood weird propaganda thing that nobody's going to watch it except for your people anyway. So what does it matter?
Yeah.
Like, make good movies.
Well, but I mean, just this election shows though that there's plenty of one-sided people to make money off of with this shit. You got 70 million people on one side, 70 million people on the other. If they're all throwing movie ticket subscriptions down, everybody's gonna rake in the cash off these rubes.
So I'm looking forward to the yeah, I don't know. I don't know what she's going to be cast as. I hope they do like a Star Wars parody. That'd be pretty awesome.
A conservative Star Wars parody.
If they did like Cara Moon.
A giant orange Vader.
they just go full, just allow her to keep her character, just slightly change the name, slightly change the, you know, just take out one of the O's of Tatooine. Yeah.
And Obi-2 Kenobi. Yeah.
Like, really go weird here.
Oh, God. Right, let's move on.
Let's keep this.
I think we might have angered a few people really, really early in the show. We'll make it up for you at the end.
Yeah, we got more for you. All right. Well, we can just do a quick video game news while we get out of entertainment here. But Project Red Game Studios, I guess we could throw this in hacking too, but Project Red Game Studios, you know, the makers of Cyberpunk, they've disclosed that they had a ransomware attack. And it's, you know, they didn't pay the ransom. They said they had enough of their system backups to where they can restore everything, get access to their systems again. So they didn't pay the ransom, but that means the user data, the employee data, they had payroll data and stuff like that. All that is out in the world getting paid for on the black market somewhere. But I'm actually glad that they didn't pay the ransom, although I have no stakes in the game here, right? None of my personal data.
I don't know if they could have paid the ransom with all the refunds they had to give from Cyberpunk.
No, they'll just throw out another DLC. They'll be fine.
Yeah. We'll give you the next DLC that increases penis size for free.
But it's did you see the ransom note?
No, I did not.
So Project Red, they threw the ransom note up on the internet in their press release as they talked about it. And I'll just read a portion of it because it's great. And it's clearly foreign.
Show Bob's.
And it says, it starts with, "Hello, CD Project. Your have been epically pwned." We have... like, not a joke.
this is great.
It says, you know, and then they talk about like their actual thing that we have dumped full copies of your source code for Perforce server for Cyberpunk 2077, Witcher 3, and an unreleased version of Witcher 3, which Project Red actually acknowledged the fact that, yes, they did steal source code for an unreleased version of the game that is now out there somewhere. It talks about them dumping all kinds of files, whatever else. I'm trying to see. There was one more like greatly terrible like grammar foreign speak here, but yeah. So it talks about if we will not come to agreement, then your source codes will be sold or leaked online, and your documents will be sent to our contacts for gaming journalism. Your public image will go down the shitter even more, and people will see how shitty your company functions. Investors will lose trust in your company, and the stock will dive even lower. You have 48 hours to contact us. And that's
I hope they at least coded like a magazine cutout font, you know, like the old ransoms from the movies.
It's just in all ransomware. It's just in like that weird text README file.
No New Times Roman? What the fuck? Hackers are the worst.
They're terrible. But
at least they got out. At least they were in a position to be like, "Yeah, fuck you, we don't care."
Yeah, and in the end, you know, there were some cybersecurity people initially saying and giving credit to the Hello Kitty group that is a pretty known hacking group, been responsible for some other ones. I think they were responsible for like the Capcom hack. So that's who they're giving credit to right now. Whereas like, I think on Twitter, like a bunch of people were just saying like, "Oh, this is a disgruntled gamer who hated Cyberpunk." And it's like, no, cause they're still playing. Like they're not hacking the company. Yeah, no. This was a known ransomware group, but, and then last bit of gaming news here. We've got some rumors around the fact that EA is deciding whether to continue or cancel Anthem 2.0, or whatever you want to call the Anthem after all the patches and corrections. But Yep, you might as well. I don't know anybody who's done.
I've been meaning to go back to it. You know, just check out the upgrades and everything. Mechanically, it was such a fun game. The flying and the shooting and everything. The story was shit. There was just nothing pulling you back to the game. You can only fly around and shoot stuff for so long before it just becomes, you know, monotonous. And I hope they fixed it. And I might go back and check it out before they cancel it just to see what the difference is. But it had such potential. It's so sad for this to have happened. You know, I never even got to do a big raid or anything with, you know, I had a few buddies that played it. We were all flying around shooting shit. And it never got to suck you in like a Destiny did. You know, Destiny's story was shit, but it at least it was put together enough to be coherent and keep you coming back, you know, and get you to the raids and the strikes and stuff. Like, it's a sad thing, because they spent a lot of money making this thing. Not that EA doesn't have it to burn, but, you know, try again, do better.
Yeah,
like, I don't know.
Oh yeah, I was gonna say, you should try it again, see, before it disappears. But it looks like you've got to assume it's going to go away. Even in the press release or the statements here, they talked about, you know, the famously terrible rollout they had, and they went and they redid a lot, but they've like trimmed that crew that is now working on Anthem down to like less than 50 people. Like, they're not even committing enough resources to really make it something that they can continue to build up. So, like, why? Like, just send out your apology press release, give an end date, and let it die.
Yeah, womp womp. It's sad.
But let's move over to
fuck China
tech topics. Yeah, sure. We can call this a quick little fuck China segment. We haven't done one of these in a while. China's been a little quiet lately. I think. I mean, now that they've silenced Hong Kong, we got nothing. I mean, what's going on?
It was election season. They didn't need to do shit.
Yeah, that's true.
we've been on autopilot of fucking ourselves now for a while here.
Well, coming out this last week, we get some information. So there was that huge SolarWinds hack that took place about 2 months ago now, which was tied by all intelligence agencies back to Russians, as far as the 18,000 companies that were hit by the SolarWinds hack, as probably the largest hack that's ever kind of spread around through the SolarWinds. Well, apparently SolarWinds was not only used by Russians to gain access to systems. Now the FBI has come out and said that there is a suspected Chinese hacker group that also used SolarWinds to place a bug into various agencies, one of them being like the U.S. payroll agency. Now, this is completely different. This isn't them like piggybacking on what the Russians did. This is just them seeing the same exploit and seeing that SolarWinds was a ripe target to target here. And they use SolarWinds as well to put some malware, some spy software into the U.S. payroll agency and gain probably a fair amount of people's information.
Yeah, the fallout of the SolarWinds, like, they just keep unpacking this thing. You know, like, it was bad. People need to realize that, like, these countries, these agencies, they are just looking for openings. Like, we all keep bickering amongst ourselves about shit that really, in the global scale, is not detrimental to us as a nation. And meanwhile, we have foreign players really trying to fuck up our society, man. Really fuck up our society. Like, which leads us to the next hacking topic. Like, this motherfucker really tried to fuck shit up.
Yeah, to talk about the next bit of hacking we have, that is, so in there's a Florida city water supply that was hacked and attempted to be poisoned with lye. It's Oldsmar. Oldsmar, which is a small Florida city, has about 15,000 residents in it outside of Tampa. And the hacker went in, manipulated some of the monitoring software for this company, for this utility, and they increased 100-fold the amount of lye getting put into the water, which, if it was successful, would have made a fair amount of people sick. And potentially killed some people, especially when you're looking at like children and stuff like that. That dosages could have been definitely deadly. So this is, you know, I remember the first article that I saw about this, like, praised the fact that this was caught that this was defeated. And the way it got defeated was some guy sitting on his computer saw the mouse moving across the screen and then making these changes. And then that person immediately like reverted the changes back and then announced it. So like, don't praise anybody if that was your actual
mechanism. If he was getting coffee, we're all fucked.
You know what I mean? Like, if that dude was just playing Candy Crush on his phone at the time and didn't see the mouse move, then yeah, then 15,000 residents potentially end up poisoned. So let's not praise that level of cybersecurity. And then more articles come out later about how this person gained access. And if it doesn't piss you off, regardless whether you live in Florida or anywhere else in this country, if it doesn't piss you off to hear that the way that this person gained access to it was that they allowed remote software to manage the system through a TeamViewer application. And
I'm assuming this is because of COVID.
Maybe, yeah. Probably changes because of COVID. But they're using old Windows 7 32-bit operating systems with a TeamViewer application that they only had one account and one password for all employees to use to get to access. And then that's how somebody uses it. Like, there's zero level of sophistication when you have no firewalls, you're using open source software to remote in with one password and one account, and everybody just kind of shares it and does whatever the hell they want. And like, this is how somebody could potentially poison 15,000 residents.
Well, and like, there's a few kinds of hackers, right? There's a hacker that sees something they want, and they will spend any amount of time they can to hack that one system. Then there's other hackers that are like your local petty thief. You know, they're just going to walk up and down the street and jiggle every car handle till one door pops, and then they're going to raid your change jar and take your car charger and anything else worth of value in your car. Well, that's essentially kind of like, I'm assuming, what happened here. Like, this dude just... Hey, holy shit, look how easy it is to hack this water plant.
I would hope not. I would hope, like, only just because I would hope for greater humanity than somebody to be like accidentally stumble across and be like, well, shit, I'm just going to poison the fuck out of 15,000 people.
Dude might have been too dumb to even realize that's a bad thing. You know what I mean? Like I'm not even giving the person that hacked it that much credit. Like, he could have just said, like, what's this lie? It's a 5? I'm going to make it 500. like, see what happens. You know, like, some of these hackers, they enjoy testing systems and wreaking havoc, and they don't even recognize the fallout that comes of it, you know?
But those are the people that change your, like, screen server to, you know, floating dildo. Less the people that are going to poison populations. In the end, like... said, these are things that, like, I hope that the FBI and whoever else does like significant deep research into all of the shitty systems that this utility has, right? This is our infrastructure. These are things that we rely on. And God, you've got to hope that the government's doing a better job of managing these things, or the private companies that manage some of our utilities. And like, there has to be more effort put into protecting the infrastructure, because eventually, like, yeah, the ransomwares and all these things that are attacking Project Red, you know, all of those things, that same system could also be used to completely lock up and destroy systems of critical infrastructure that we rely on. We should probably do a better job than Windows 7 and TeamViewer access that they didn't even want to pay for, like, the pro version. So they just did they just shared the one user account on the free version of.
It scares me how many government facilities are running on, like, 15-year-old operating systems and shit. Like, it does, really. These are the things that scare me.
So, yeah. I think so. That's the big takeaway here. In the end, the company themselves said that even if this person didn't catch it, they had other downstream detection systems that would have caught it before it ever got delivered to people. I don't know whether I believe you at this point in time. Like, I've got no reason to trust your competency when this is the level of sophistication you had in your system. But maybe this would have never resulted in the actual poisoning of people. Still, fix yourself.
All right, let's go.
All right. I guess we could just talk about nicer news from this point on. I think that was it for.
Yeah, I think those are negative, depressing doom and gloom topics. Yeah.
So we can talk about, we've got, SpaceX is opening up pre-orders now for Starlink Internet. They're now saying that they can service all of United States. I think portions of Canada, but definitely all of the United States with Starlink Internet here soon. They're accepting the $99 pre-orders, which is $99 to start the pre-order. I think still the antenna array is still like a $400 or $500 upfront charge, and then it's $99 a month for the service currently. But they're accepting pre-orders, and I'm sure they have plenty of people signing up to do this.
I'm excited for it. I can't wait to see, you know, especially for the people out in these rural areas to finally get some decent internet. I think gaming as a whole is going to be far greater from this. No more lag for a lot of players. No, you know, I'm excited, you know, and I can't wait till he takes this company public.
Yeah, and you know, that was always really one of his kind of plans for Starlink. Was SpaceX would always remain private, always remain one of his personal holdings, so that way he could do whatever the hell he wants, going to Mars, doing whatever, and he doesn't have to answer any shareholders why he blew up another Starship this week.
Yeah.
When it comes to Starlink, that was always going to be his profitable arm, that once it gets to a certain point of profitability, he would segment that out of SpaceX, make that its own public company, just to make more money that can go then filter back into funding SpaceX.
Now, I did hear him on Rogan this week say that
a lot of shit.
But he did say that Starlink will work better out in like these rural areas, but if you live in a densely populated area, you know, downtown this or the city, that it might not work as well, that it needs kind of like, you know, that clear range and not as much congestion to optimize it. So if you live in a major city and you already have like a Comcast and a decent internet supplier, you might want to wait till the second round. But if you are out in bumfuck somewhere, you need to get up on this. Send them your $100.
Yeah, for sure. He also says a lot of other fun takeaways, like you know, going back to SpaceX, that he talks about how like his rocket ship design serves no purpose other than the fact that he found it funny to do it as a throwback to the dictator. Where Kim Jong-un and the dictator tells the people to make the rockets more pointy, which he said that he specifically told his engineers to make like Starship more pointy. He said it has zero aerodynamic purpose. The fact that the tip of it is so pointy, and he said it's actually like it's nominally not optimal. Like he has made a certain amount of decisions to make it not perform in its optimal way, because he told his engineers, let's make it more pointy. Because he just finds this is, it
this
funny
is a
to do
dude
this.
Who created ludicrous speed on his and car plaid, yeah. And then upgraded ludicrous to plaid. And I looked over at my 19-year-old apprentice and I was like, that's great. He's like, I don't know what that means. And I was like, you what? He was like, I don't know what that means. I was like, you've never seen Spaceballs? He's like, no, what's Spaceballs? I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my shit, my chest hurts. I'm like, I can't explain this to you. Like, but the fact that he has all these things in his products that are going totally over a generation's head. Like, why did he name his Super Speeds Plaid? And like, if you don't know, you fucked up. Sorry about it. Like,
yeah. And then he talked about how he wants some of his upcoming Teslas to have hover capability. Instead, like, they have the capability in the sense that they've created like the jets that can do this.
Yeah.
But he's just got to figure out how to.
He was talking about putting a thruster in the license plate of that speedster. Yeah.
It's so ridiculous.
I love this dude.
Into a speedster that he said can already go 0 to 60 in 1.9 seconds.
It runs under a 10-second quarter mile. Like, I had a buddy in high school buy a like $8,000 Mustang, drop $5,000 in a rear end transmission and engine work just to run like a 10.3. Just to run like a 10.3 quarter mile.
And this is your soccer mom sedan crushing it. Like,
oh, yeah, God.
It's absolutely wild.
We need more Elons in the world, man. We need them. Maybe now that Bezos stepped down, he's just going to get silly. He's single. You know, he's single, got a lot of money, doesn't have a lot of work to do anymore. Come on, Bezos. be cool.
I don't know. Him on Rogan was entertaining.
It was better than the first one. It was better than the first one.
It still always makes me laugh at like the weird things that he just chuckles at. While like the dude is still just so socially awkward. Yeah. Like it still amazes me. Like
in a child.
Power to you.
And a child.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No. So, let's move on to, you know, we talk about the hover car for the Tesla. FAA actually also cleared this this last week, the world's first flying car for takeoff. So the FAA has approved one of these flying car companies that are trying. This one is not like a vertical takeoff one. It's like a legit like car type thing that could drive on the road and then take off as it drives. Has a, like a flight speed of 100 miles per hour. The FAA is allowing this little two-seater flying car to start flying and testing.
Yeah, cool. I'm not going to beat this dead horse. Over the last 3 weeks, we've had enough of these flying car stories. Everybody knows how I feel.
There's so much in this realm now moving towards the flying cars. Then we also get Volkswagen trying to do flying cars in China now. This announcing this week. So like the flying car adoption revolution or whatever else, people are definitely moving towards it at a pretty quick clip here now.
Yeah, I'm just taking long ass road trips with my family, envisioning automated cars and like having a minivan where there's no front seat anymore. There's just like a 40-inch TV, and then the five seats in the back are like a living room. Like I was driving to Iowa, just going, why am I not riding in a self-driving living room right now? Like that's all I could think about. I did not once wish I could fly home. Not once. I promise you that. Not once was I on that highway going, you know what would be really nice right now? If I was flying this motherfucker. Like, no. No, thank you.
All right. Well, let's talk about our last stories here.
These are great.
And talk about a little bit of of robots. And
what everybody wants to use robots for. Yeah.
So the first article was like an op-ed written in the Huffington Post, and it's about sexting with a bot. So there's a company that has sexting bots. They're just chat bots essentially that will send you text messages in erotic fashion and encourage you to get better at your sexting and sex phone sex game. And it's like, I read the entire article because she details a lot of these conversations.
They're just
entertaining at how bad it is in some instances and how terrible the sexy is. Like
it ghosted her at first.
Yeah, good. Didn't
reply. Just like a regular dude.
But then after it started talking to her, it did what every other regular dude does, which is like randomly, with no real schedule, when the bot is apparently bored and lonely itself, starting to sext you. And like the responses are weird. Some of them, I guess, made some sense. They're very like, but man, like I always think that the teenagers today have so much fuel to just entertain themselves. There is no way when I was a kid, if I had my first phone, there is no way that I'm not doing that. This is a free service. You're telling me I don't have to pay for this? Like, there's no way I'm not sexting a robot.
Man, I remember being a little kid and going to one of our grandpa's houses who had a stack of Playboys in the bathroom. And I always had to take a shit when I was at grandpa's house. Like, you know, I just always had to take a shit.
Just the which is backed up, super constipated. It's going to take me 30 minutes.
Like, these kids do not have to earn it at all.
Yeah. I mean, I used to, I'd pick up a phone and try to call the 900 sex line phone lines just to hear like the intro talk,
bro,
before
like,
it got to the point of paying.
You know how much work I had to put in just to see a titty? Like, like a titty. Like so much effort had to go in. Kids nowadays, like they don't have to do nothing for it. Like they have to actually like fight to not see titties now.
They legitimately do. And apparently, like I said, very easily, they could just go online and sign up for this and have a robot talk about how it's going to come all over you.
And well, I mean, we both have daughters. Like, It upsets me to think about how many penises she'll probably see before the age of 10. Like most young girls went their, you know, most of their adolescent life without ever actually maybe like vividly getting a good look at one, you know, and it was kind of, you know, that's the curiosity part of puberty, right? You know, you just don't know what they feel like. You don't know what to see. Like, and it's part of that growing up. Like nowadays, 13-year-old girls got to have at least seen a couple dozen. Like that's so sad to me. It's so sad.
Yeah, we're missing the good old days of misogynistic TV where it's like perfectly fine to see tits everywhere, but God forbid Sarah Marshall put a dong on there. Like everybody lose your mind, right?
Yeah. Boobs everywhere, and then the minute one dong comes out, it's like, oh, is that necessary?
It's just too much.
Is that necessary?
We've got to start censoring these things better.
Well, back to the bot stuff. At least if you're like a lonely dude and you use the bot, you're at least 100% positive that it's just not another fat, lonely dude on the other end. I don't care who you're sexting. If you're a dude, there's always that slight chance that you are in a male on male relationship and not know it at all.
But just know that there is another dude over there reading all of your messages.
Oh, yeah. Like, For sure.
There is somebody over there right now with all of your gross things you just said to that robot.
You don't want to blacklight that room, I'll tell you right now. But I guess this is like, you know, when it comes to mental health, a good thing, right? Like if you are this lonely person looking for some kind of connection, and this is as good as it gets. Didn't they make like a movie about this with the dude who played Joker, Joaquin, like where his phone?
Oh, her?
Yeah, her. Right. Like this is kind of like that, you know. This is three steps away from Ex Machina. You know, so like I if this helps your mental health, if COVID is really like, I forget that I have a family and I live with a bunch of people, you know, there are people out there live by themselves that have really suffered some severe mental health setbacks because of this goddamn virus. And if having a bot tell you to show you your tits like makes you feel better, then sorry. I just would have to believe if you're a woman, like, is it really that hard to find someone to ask you like I just don't, like, for men, I see this as a necessity. Women, put your number on Craigslist, you'll get a million, I promise you. you don't need to pay for that at all. Just put your number in a public restroom and you'll get plenty of people looking to share that relationship with you, I promise.
Yeah, but you're also gonna see too many gross penises at that point in time.
For sure.
She put it in her transcript of like one of the things that it asked, like, to if you wanted to see a pic and asked to send a pic, like if you're actually sending this bot nudes of yourself.
Oh God,
I have nothing for you. Like this world is not for you. Just throw away your phone.
Yeah. And like who created the algorithm just to pull random penises off the internet and send it to a random people? Like,
no, you gotta see the full article because it did ask if she wanted to have a pic sent. She said yes out of curiosity, and it sent like a boudoir drawing of a robot laying down.
Way to ruin the mood, sex bot.
It's great. No, like, I thoroughly respect this company, and there's no chance teenager Ken would have not been texting this.
How do you not at least just send a picture of a vibrator? it's more accurate, right? It'd be way more accurate.
All right, let's talk about our last.
And staying with penises.
As I actually forgot what our last topic was, and I had that's why I had a.
This is a continuation. This is a continuation from a previous story.
I remembered, like, oh shit, we're not done. So we talked about this. We talked about this probably about a year ago. I don't know, it was a while ago, but we talked about the
chastity belt.
It's belt is used loosely. Like, there's nothing that goes around your waist here. Right?
No. The Vice article describes it way more. It's a dick cage.
Yeah, it's a dick cage.
It's a dick cage.
It looks like it's got like a little, you know, bicycle chain loop that goes around the beans, and then it's got a cage for the Frank. So it was famously hacked last year in the sense of like these penetration tests that were done to determine that like these things were hackable. You could hack these dead cages and lock people in them, where it's like an app enabled chastity thing that you can lock your penis up into and then apparently provide somebody the app control to decide when to let it out.
This company wants you to know that from here on out, it is safe to lock your cock.
Yeah, it is safe. They've now updated their systems and it is now safe, and they said it's always been safe. You know, they blame the people for not realizing, like the dude who used bolt cutters to cut himself out of this after somebody hacked his device, and his dick was locked in the device, and he used bolt cutters to cut his way out of it, causing bleeding. I'll just leave it at that.
We won't go into graphic detail.
And like the company blames that guy for not properly reading the manual, because there was an emergency release that all you needed was a screwdriver to release out of it. And that's what they had to do back.
I don't know,
when
man.
When we first covered this, they had like YouTube videos showing how to unlock this thing with a screwdriver.
Your dick cage locks magically. All of a sudden, you hit panic mode, and like, I can't blame anybody for anything that happens after that point.
So they've come out and said that, nope, they had a new third-party company do penetration tests to determine. Penetration test has a completely different meaning here. but they had hackers try to test the system now, and they couldn't find any current exploits. And they're trying to tell everybody to, like, hey, it's safe
to
do.
It's all good. It's all good.
I can't imagine anybody. Like, I was having a hard time grasping who was signing up for this thing in the first place. Now I can't imagine anybody who is willingly going and doing using this company's device.
Well, the people that I assume wear this are the people that listen to their mistress, and they might not have a choice. Like if you were a pleather wearing woman that has many whips and chains in their home, this story is mainly for you. Like,
yeah.
Know how to unlock your dom's or sub's penis when it needs to be.
It's just part of the routine now is giving the safe word and the screwdriver. If you want this to end, here are the two ways to end it. You could say pineapple or use this screwdriver to unlock your dick.
I'm waiting for the Mission Impossible porn where the dude has to unpick this thing with like a hair bobby pin in his mouth. Oh, God.
All right. Well, tech is awesome.
Leave it to us to bring you the news that you need, folks. News that you need.
This is
you didn't know you
modern
needed,
age here.
You didn't know you needed this story in your life until we presented it to you. Yeah. Now you have that little tidbit of information. Put it out in the world, folks.
All right. Well, with all that said, that's it for Week in News. Thanks for listening here today. If you enjoyed any aspect of it or whatever else, share it with somebody, talk about it, share an episode, and let's see if we can continue to build this thing out.
Yeah, I'm a little depressed that we're not doing a bunch of C2E2 prep. It's pushed off to December, so hopefully we'll still get another C2E2 year this year. They booked it for the last month of the year in hopes that we're going to be good to go. You know, I will take my ass to it if it exists. But yeah, it's a little sad that we're not going through that whole mess right now. So come back and enjoy the show. Share us, tweet, sign up on Patreon, get a dollar sticker, support, and we'll see you next week, guys.
All right. Talk to you next week, nerds.
See ya.